Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Jaya Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Jaya Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Shri Radhe, Jaya Radha Vrindavan Chandra. Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Gauranita, Jaya Gauranita, Gauranita, Shishi Gauranita. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada.
Jayavam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivraja Kacharya Ashto Uttara Shadashri Sriman. His Revenge Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jayavam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotra Shita Shri Sriman, His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Tagore Ki Jai Premsako Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Radha Kunda Shyam Kunda Giriraj Govardhan Ki Brajabhumi Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Mayapur Navadvipa Dham Ki Shri Kshetra Purushottam Dham Ki Ganga Mai Ki Yamuna Mai Ki Bhakti Devi Tulsi Maharani Ki Samaveta Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada Ki.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudiraye Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Ruttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistriki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha.
Hare Krishna. Welcome to this today's morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 38, entitled with Offering Prayers in the Mode of Acharyas. Text number 3.
Maitreya Uvacha Pracheta Sontar Udadhao Pitur Adesha Karinaha Jipayajnyesha Tapasa Puranjanam Atosayan Maitreya Uvacha Pracheta Sontar Udadhao Pitur Adesha Karinaha Japajagnena Tapasa Puranjanam Atoshayan Maitreya Vacha Pracheta Sontar Udadhao Pitur Adesha Karinaha Japayajnena Tapasa Puranjanam Atosayan
Outward meaning, translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki whatever meaning.
Maitreya Vacha Maitreya said Pracheta Saha the Prachetas Antaha within Udadhau the sea Pituhu of their father Adeshakarinaha the order carriers Japayajnena by chanting mantras Tapasa under severe austerities Puranjanam the supreme personality of Godhead Atoshayan satisfied
translation The great sage Maitreya said, the sons of King Prachina Barhi, known as the Prachetas, underwent several austerities within the sea water to carry out the order of their father. By chanting and repeating the mantras given by Lord Shiva, they were able to satisfy Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport.
One can offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of a Godhead directly. But if one repeats the prayers offered by the great devotees like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, or if one follows in the footsteps of great personalities, one can please the Supreme Personality of Godhead very easily. For instance, we sometimes chant this mantra of Brahma Samhita, Chapter 5, text number 29.
Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vriksha Laksha vitesu surabhira vipala yantam Lakshmi sahastra sata sambhrama sevyamanam Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the first progenitor, who is tending the cows, yielding all designs. In abodes built with spiritual gems and surrounded by millions of purpose trees. He is always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds of thousands of Lakshmis or Gopis. Because this prayer was offered by Lord Brahma, we follow him by reciting this prayer. That is the easiest way to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The pure devotee never attempts to reach the Supreme Lord directly. The most important way to worship the Lord is to go through the disciplic succession of devotees. The prayers offered by Lord Shiva to the Supreme Personality of Godhead were thus repeated by the Prachetas, who were thus very successful in pleasing the Supreme Lord. Here, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is described as Puranjan. According to Madhvacharya, the living entity is called Puranjana because he has become an inhabitant of this material world and under the influence of the three modes of the material nature, he is forced to live within it. The Supreme Personality of Godhead creates this material world, Pura, and he also enters within it. Andantarasta Paramanucha Yantarastam The Lord enters within the heart of the living entity and within the atom. Therefore, both the living entity and the Lord are Puranjana. One Puranjana, the living entity, is subordinate to the supreme Puranjana. Therefore, the duty of the subordinate Puranjana is to satisfy the supreme Puranjana. This is devotional service. Lord Rudra, Lord Shiva is the original Acharya of the Vaishnava Sampradaya, called the Rudra Sampradaya. Rudra Gita indicates that under the disciplic succession of Lord Rudra, the Prachetas achieve the spiritual success.
Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksharon Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadate Swapadhantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padhan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatyade Shatarine Namo Mahavadhanyaya Krishna Prema Pradhayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Nando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrunda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. So this particular chapter, just recently we have completed the Prachetas, the Puranjana story after 25th to 29th chapter, the complete of 5 chapters, which is describing the analogy, how we should understand about this body and in our 2 analogies in the different type of allegorical story which Narada Muni taught us how to preach in a different time, place and circumstances. Even though the audience is same, but if one scale he is not able to understand, there are different ways and different means to attain the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. He described very thoroughly. And then Vidura is asking Maitreya Muni that, well, before this you have described that Prachina Barhi, so he was asking his sons to perform the tapasya to Lord Shiva. So can you please narrate about the story also, how they also attained the Supreme Personality of a Godhead? So then Maitreya was describing about that, how they got it. So it's going back to the 5 chapters before, that how they went to perform the tapasya. So they recited the Rudra Gita, which they followed Lord Rudra, Lord Shiva, Vaishnavanam Yatashambhu. And here it is also Prabhupada is describing about that the Rudra Sampradaya, he is the foremost Vaishnava. Vaishnava Sampradaya is the Rudra Sampradaya. And they performed severe tapasya under the water many thousands and thousands of years. And the first and foremost thing in this particular chapter, he is describing about the 3 things. The Prachetas accepted the words of his father.
Because he told, do tapasya and for the progenitor and another activities to perform, you people have to do some tapasya. Without getting any tapasya, nothing comes just easily. And it's not that overnight journey. So they accepted. And second thing is, they participated in the mood of the Lord. Again, the same thing. They accepted that instruction, but how to mean it? We have to follow according to the mood of the personality who is giving the instructions. Just like we say that when we are loving some person, just like our mother and father, we take in this mundane example. Like in the mother and father, when we love, how we show that? They should please in such a way. It's not that, you know, I should please so that I wanted to treat them as I can love. It's not like that. That according to they pleased. So similarly, when the Lord also wanted to be pleased, we have to be pleased the way He wanted to be pleased by us. So there is a description like Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, it has described how it can be attained. So they participated in the mood of the Lord. And the third one, for that mean, what they did, all the prachetas, unity and diversity. They were all together. It's not that separately they went into the different sarovara. No. They all together, they did the tapasya. So here it is described that the cooperation. And that the cooperation alone which attracts the Supreme Personality of a Godhead to shower the causeless mercy upon the living entity. So the creation has been created by the first creator and the second creator, this Lord Brahma. This is all means that is true, but it is false. It is satya. But the thing is, it's temporary. But only thing is, we can able to attain and perfect in this material world also just by only means of cooperation. So Lord has created this material world is Krishna's energy. So when we cooperated with that, as I described last time also, that the three gunas are there. I think that is created by the Lord Himself. But thing is, we can't overcome those three gunas unless until we cross over just willpower of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. If we wanted to try to escape them, assurance that 84 lakhs of species are awaiting next to us after this human form of life. Punarapi maranam punarapi jananam janari jatadeshayanam iti samsare bahudukkare pahi murare. Then we have to repeat completely this janma chakra vapas. And do this four yugas also. Again. Satya treta dwapara kali yuga. Then repeated again and again we have to. So that's where we will get that brahmanda bhramite kona bhagyavan jiva guru krishna prasade pai bhakti lata bija. That bija has to be soak in the soil of the heart, with make it as a soft by chanting the prayers, reading about the Supreme Lord, the person who is giving that instruction to how to go back to Godhead, and nourishing daily nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. So the three things has been explained, that prachetas accepted the words of the master and they practiced the process, that abhidaya process, in the mode of the spiritual master, and in mean of achieving what they did, they cooperated each others, that attracted the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Even if we can take about ourselves, we had the same personality, the Supreme Master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who had given us this most opportunity of delivering from this mortal world to go back to Godhead, to the Krishna Loka. We're practicing pure devotional service, which is unmotivated, uninterrupted and undeviated. And the second thing is, what prachetas did, accepted the mood of, and even Srila Prabhupada described for us the seven purposes of, and the mood, how we can able to perform this devotional service, and so that we can able to attention to the Supreme Personality of Godhead's mercy. And the third one is the cooperation. Yes, we have different type of personalities in our organization, like brahmacharis, vanaprastha, sannyasis and gurhasthas. So all that mean, we have to congregationally, we have to cooperate with each other, how the prachetas have did it, to attain and draw the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Three things. We have the Srila Prabhupada's shelter, and we have Srila Prabhupada has instructed us through His Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and many other scriptures which have written into our English and all other different languages. We can able to read it. And the third, which the same prachetas are having, that they did the cooperatively mood, understanding the mood of the Supreme Lord. So we should also have this cooperation congregationally in our society, so that we can also able to attain that. Thus we are also attaining this successfully of this 50 years of ISKCON, we have successfully completed. So likewise, further we have to have attain furthermore. So today just I wanted to continue this chapter, especially in this Srila Prabhupada describe about the a topic called as prayers. So I wish to take that topic as today's content, the chapter. Subject is prayers. So one thing is Prabhupada is narrating in this purport. Yes, we can able to pray. But all the thing is what we can pray whenever we come to the temple in front of the Supreme Lord, wherever we go. We pray according to, okay, if the student comes, 10th class exams are starting, now the March is coming. So he will pray, oh Lord, I will take this means of not eating so many these things and no sweets, just like as we take in the Damodar month, okay, no sweets. In Chaturmasa, so I don't want. Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Chandra ki, Jai Shri Shri Jagannath Baldev Subhadra ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitay ki. So that is one kind of, yeah, we can call it as a prayer, of course, because all that means he is praying to Supreme Lord only. Even that is described in that, what was that prayer? Even material things also just, Akamo Sarva Kamova Moksha Kamo Udharade Tivrena Bhakti Yogena. So whatever it means, even if you wanted to ask something, mundane things also, come and ask me. Don't go for the demigods. Because all the thing is, again, the demigod has to, again, this is like a chain system. So even Krishna is describing it that, but even for that matter, for the gaining of this material things, please don't go to the mundane, demigods, please come and ask me only. So even these people will come in the 10th class students. For example, a boy who wants to get married, or else, sorry, before that he wants to get a good job. He will come and ask, oh Lord, please give me the good means of good job and other things. Then they will ask a good home. Now I'm going to get married, so please give a good wife. Then, oh Lord, since many years I'm not getting any children, so can you please afford us? Because my parents are just waiting for the having one grandson. And then after that, for them also, please good education. See, again the same thing. So actually just yesterday, I was there with my friend. After 20 years I met him. So he's also describing the same thing only. So that's the reason he's telling that, you know, he's asking. Now I'm asking the children, please repeat these things. Go to schools, then college, then a job, then get married, then again the children. So it's a repetition only. So this is again the loophole. So as if I remember, His Grace Kadamba Krishna Prabhu told the same thing, that the, I don't know the technical terminology, but I think he's given an example. Na? So when we want to do the experiment, we have to do loop, we have to break it. There is a stick we have to put in the liquid so that it breaks the loop. So similarly, likewise of this, our Janma Murtu Jara Vyadi also repeated in this material world, to break it, we have to practice the pure devotional service. Because pure devotional service, there is no motto behind that, to practice either getting a good wife or whatever it means. Unless if it is going to helpful for practicing the pure devotional service, that's okay. But settle down in this material world, which is, we have already described that it's very true, but it is very temporary means of it. So there is no useful. So likewise, that is without knowledge, actually, no, children and people will go and to in front of the Lord and pray, oh Lord, please give me this, give me that, give me my daily bread. Anyway, we are going to get, for that matter, we are going to get the sunrise every day. And even the moonlight we are getting, and the rains in the time we are getting, and in everything we are getting on its accordingly. Only thing is, we need to ask the Supreme Lord about the pure devotional service, which only meant to take us back home, back to Godhead. So in that prayers, we are asking about the mundane things. So what is the best use of prayer? Srila Prabhupada is describing in this purport that following the footsteps of our previous acharyas. So previous acharyas has described in what mood, how, just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Narottam Das Thakur and different our sampradaya, many acharyas are there. And they prayed to the Lord, not that means of I am so and so great personality, so you have to give this. In the mood of humble servant of the servant of the servant. That's called as Jivera Sarpahai Nityara Krishna Dasa. Our eternal constitutional position, keep it that in this mood. The second aspect, participated in this pastime in the mood of our previous acharyas, the Lord. Even the Lord, when he appeared in this age of Kali Yuga, especially in this Manvantara, the Lord has appeared, this Krishna, in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Throughout the description, if you can see the Chaitanya Charitamrita, to understand, Lord has appeared to understand the mood of Srimati Radharani. Though I am giving everything, as means that the mercy has been attracted by the people, by the cooperation, So Radharani is to be very well cooperated with all the gopis, sakis, manjaris and then everyone. So Krishna is specially bestowed hanapana, the special mercy. So he is bestowing the mercy, but I am not deriving so much pleasure than this person who is giving me the pleasure. She is deriving so much mercy than me, so much pleasure than me. What it means that she is getting so much pleasure than me? I am avoiding everything, but I am not feeling so bliss and mercy, that happiness than this person is getting. So in that way, actually Krishna wants to experience the nectar what Srimati Radharani is deriving by serving in a servitude way. So that's how even Krishna has come. So that is the mood of the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord's mood is not just like, okay, I will give the tadastu. No, that is not the mood we have to follow. It is described Srila Prabhupada that the intent is in the mode of our eternal constitutional position, that servitude mode. That's why even Bhaktivinoda Thakur also is to pray to Krishna in even all our acharyas. So we can able to, even the Rudra also, Lord Shiva also prayed in that mode. That's how Prachetas, when they underwent the severe austerities, penances under the sea water, they followed the same instructions of Rudra and they could able to attain the Supreme Personality of Godhead by pleasing his master Lord Shiva. So that's we can. Even otherwise, if Rudra, the same personality, who can award, go back home, back to Godhead? Can't he award to everyone? Yes, he can award it to everyone. But again, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, ye yatamam prapadyante tam stateva bhajamyaham. Again, that is, ye yatamam prapadyante is, even in my last class also I described that, it is lesser grade than satatam kirtayanto mam. So Krishna gives that buddhi according to our means to practice a devotional service. So here it is, ye yatamam prapadyante. If I wanted to attain my secondary school certificate, I wanted then. He also, okay, he will be pleased. The same Rudra also. That's the reason even Rudra's another name is Asutosh. He is just easily been pleased by the people. But at the same time, Prachetas are practicing, it's in a different mood. But he could have that. So it is according to our, in that terminology, that is Ayatamam Prapadyante. So why not we ask the same Lord, the supreme most benediction, that go back home, back to Godhead. So there are different kinds of, for that matter actually we have to repeat the statements of the previous acharyas. It's, we can't understand easily. So it's better to just go and repeat our previous acharyas prayers. In that way we can able to, just like a parrot like even also, we can repeat that Krishna will be so happy. All the thing is, he considered that he is following my thing is. When it comes to akamava, sarvakamava, moksha, even for the mundane things to ask, he is asking, you ask me, don't go for the demigods. But when we are just repeating the pure devotional aspect without knowing much knowledge, just uttering the words of the previous acharyas, yes, Krishna will be so much pleased by and he will award us to go back to Godhead, the process of practicing devotional service the way he wanted to be pleased by. So that's how when he gives that Harishe Taddanam Chanaihi, he gives us, but thing is, he will take away all the things. What does it mean, take away? Taking away of all those things which is meant to fulfill the mundane sense gratificatory things. Even for that matter, sometimes it may be the wealth, it may be sometimes, for that matter, anyone, even parents, friends, everyone. But thing is, we need to understand, I have to have go back home, back to Godhead. For that matter, it's a train journey. So in that matter, so many people will come as soon as I took the berth, though my passenger ticket is ready to go back home, back to Godhead. But mother and father, the first passengers who joined in our train journey, the later our siblings, and the later our friends and relatives in the schools, and then after that, ours. But when their time comes, they will get down. That is called as Harise Taddanam Kshanahi. Krishna will take away everything. But the thing is, we should not get down in the path of going to reach our destination when we have the ticket. Keeping the faith intact on the Supreme Personality of Godhead and our previous acharyas, keep on praying with how I can able to overcome these difficulties which are coming into this mortal world. Srimati Kunti Mata, she is to pray, Twayimenanya Vishya Matur Matapate Sakrit Ratim Udvahedang Da Gange Vogam Udanvate Da. Ganges flows forever to eternity into the ocean. So let my mind constantly be meditated upon you, my Lord. Please give me that strength. So we need to have us. The prayer, one kind of prayer is to ask the strength to means par karne ke liye, just like to cross over these difficulties in this mortal world. They are there, they are temporary. Over a period of time, if we be able to consistently practice, damn sure we will cross this and go back home, back to Godhead. So there are the different modes of the prayers. P-R-A-Y-E-R-S, the prayers. So in that four are authenticate. Doesn't mean the rest of the two are not authenticate. It is which means to attain the remaining four kinds of prayers. So that's why I describe this P-R-A-Y-E-R-S. The first P stands for the praising. So praising the Supreme Lord. So when we come to the in front of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we have to praise the Supreme Lord first. Even in the mundane world also, when the politicians come up, first and foremost thing what they used to do is praise. From where it has come? Again, from the spiritual practice. So we have to pray the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are not taking from this mundane to the spiritual connection, but everything is coming from Urdhva Moola Adhishtaka. From that it is reflecting in this mortal world. So first we have to praise. And the first and foremost prayers which we recited in this translation purport itself, Prabhupada describe about Brahma Samhita. So Brahma is praying, the whole Brahma Samhita is describing about the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Second is, now I will describe in a gemling system, then later I will conclude that P-R-A-Y-E-R-S. The prayers, P stands for the praising the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which Brahma described it from the Brahma Samhita. T, thanksgiving. So the next prayer we can able to offer to the Supreme Lord is thanks. Oh Master, I am very thankful. So in this Prahlada versus Narada Muni also given thanks to send such a great personality in front of me so that I could able to perceive. Though he didn't saw him when he was there in this mother's home. So Narada Muni actually he took the charge of mother Atithi, and he rescued by giving the discourses of Srimad Bhagavatam. And he was, though the mother was just sleeping, but in the womb the son Prahlad Maharaj was listening and attained the means of that. He is giving the thanks. And even Bhishma also, at the time of the death, Ichcha Mrityu, because he can able to pass away just recent of this Sankranti. So in that he had passed away, so he is giving thanks to Lord. Thank you, my Lord. So you have come in front of me so that I can able to see you and just pass, and I can leave this body and go back to Godhead. So for that I am expressing to thankful to you. And next kind of prayer is begging forgiveness. Not only just glorifying the Lord and just thanking you. See, one way of thanking, giving is that, oh Lord, all that I am practicing this mundane world, practicing the so many things, is it is only meant to see the Yamaraj at the time of my death. But it is your thankful task. Send such a great personality, like Prahlad Maharaj is explaining into that, you have sent to the Narada Muni in front of me. So we should pray that you have sent such a great personality who is none than your Senapati Bhakta Srila Prabhupada into our life. I think I could divert my path to go to Narak, into the see the Yamaraj, but I am able to see your divine form. If only I can able to practice this spiritual practice very perfectly. So in that way we can also able to thanks. Thanks to that, though I am going to see the Yamaraj, but I could able to see your dear devotees and the beautiful darshan of Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra in the form of your good self. It's not like, na, Pratyamanayatomi Sakshat Brajendranandana. It's not the statue or it's, we are just decorating in that. It is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself is presenting. So we are able to, how many people are going to get this? So recently just I was there in the Paryaya of Madhva Sampradaya. It was at that morning, 1 o'clock it has started. The sannyas has to take the bath into the lake. Around it is 7.5 kilometers away from the Udipi temple. And it begins at night, in the early hours at 1 o'clock. He will take bath and 1:50 the procession starts. All the more 7 kilometer processing system will be there. The different of people will come and everything. All are fresh youth, in the middle age, children and old. Everybody is there. But how many people get such kind of darshan of that great saintly personalities? Nobody can. So we got that opportunity. So we always should express thankful prayers. Then after expressing thankful prayers, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his sixth Ashtakam, he says, begging for forgiveness. Naam namakari bahudha nija sarva shakti tatrat pita niyamita smaranena kala etadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi durdhaivam. It is my, what does it mean? So my unfortunate children, I don't have the taste to take up this chanting of the holy name. Oh Lord, please forgive me. I don't have that much taste also. But nevertheless, even if you practice just like uttering like a parrot, like repetition of the words, Krishna will be more happy. So we should beg for that. I don't have that much qualification. When we consider ourselves as a servant, then this mood of begging will come. If we don't consider ourselves as a servant, what kind of begging we will do? Beggar means, even in Puranjana also he is saying, Puranjana, Madhvacharya is describing about, even Supreme Lord is also Pura and we are also Jivatma is Pura. But he is complete and he is a Vibhu and we are Anu. But the Anu should follow the Vibhu and we should follow the Supreme Puranjana. This small Puranjana should follow the Supreme Puranjana. What does it mean? Being in the servant mode, subordinate mode. And you are the superior, I am the servant. So then only we can able to beg. But due to the false ego, the ahankara, which only the utter means to come into this mortal world, it's very tough to beg. And the last, but not the least, the prayers requesting. See, you got these things. Oh Lord, I am such kind of helpless condition. Like for example, mother Draupadi, she was crying for Krishna in utter helpless condition. Even Gajendra also, he did. Actually, Krishna doesn't see, he is Bhavagrahi Janardana. Krishna doesn't see what kind of poetic things you are able to narrate, just like our previous acharyas. But all that means, if we can able to remember that with means of just raising our hands and chanting his holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Even if we don't know about all the meanings of prayers and different kinds of lalsmayi and whatever different kinds of prayers which our acharyas have described, but the only one prayer is there. In this age of Kali Yuga, Kalo Dosa Nijaya Rajan Asti Ekad Mahat Guna Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangam Pranvajayit. So we can able to attain the Supreme Lord by all this means only by chanting the holy name of the Lord. But again, that again should derive according to this, by praising the Lord, by thanking to him, by giving this opportunity at this age of Kali Yuga, is a bhandara of the nidhi, of the dosha, fault finding and quarrel and everything, and begging forgiveness that I am not getting the tinge of interest or the mood to practice that. And in that way, helpless condition, we can able to please the Lord, and we can tell. Even Dhruva Maharaj also, at the age of 5 years, he prayed in helpless condition. Of course, that means to get attaining of greater than his own great-grandfather Brahma, much more beyond that, I wanted a huge, big kingdom at the age of 5 years. But the means of when he attained the Supreme Personality of God in front of him, he said that, I think wrongly I prayed for you, and he begged pardon also. And his example will come all the things. He prays the Lord, he thanks for giving this opportunity, and he also begged forgiveness. I came, I think, broken pieces, I am searching for the thing, but you have given me the Supreme destination to go back to Godhead. And helplessly asked also, hey, what about my mother? Just like Prahlad Maharaj also asked, right? Okay, Lord, I am going to there, but what about my father? Just can you please rescue him? Then he said that, you don't worry, you are all next generations or 21 generation will become delivered. So simply we can able to follow in this mood of these prayers, praising the Supreme Lord, thanks to giving this opportunity of practicing, and begging for forgiveness that whatever the mistakes which we have done in the course of practicing, and prayers within helpless condition that still I am not getting even tinge iota of interest to practice very sincerely and seriously submitted to my spiritual master. In this way we can able to pray to the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. So conclusion with the content of these prayers. Again, the P stands for the praise the Lord, which is described in these four kind of prayers. R, request for personal purification. That means again, we are explaining to Lord, please give me that opportunity to practice. And after requesting, then he is ready in front of that. When Dhruva Maharaj is there, so he asked the Lord, he sent Akama Sarva Kamava. Okay, the Narada Muni appeared over there. And he requested personal purification, I wanted these things. Then what? The spiritual master, we have to allow him to enter into our heart to get cleansed up our whatever the means of desires, whether it is mundane or spiritual, it has to be cleansed up. So the A stands for allow that master into our heart to cleanse the process of our heart. And Y standing for yearning to get purified. First of all, we should have the desire. Yearning means we should have the deep desire to get purified. Yes, I wanted to be get purified. You know, durdaiva midrisham hiya janana. I don't have that desire. Then we are uttering every day in the morning six ashtakam. So that why stands for yearning to get purify ourselves after allowing the master into our heart. E stands for the thankful prayers. Express deep gratitude. Thank you very much for your doing that process inside, which I can't do alone myself. Right? We are bound by these shackles of these three modes of material nature. Unless until we practice the spiritual way, following the spiritual master and the authorities, it's very tough to remove these things. So express gratitude, that is thankful prayers. And the last R stands for repentance. That is called as begging pardon. So I am repenting. So remorse of that's our past conduct. Begging forgiveness. So much so I have the very bad conduct somehow or other. Same thing, Dhruva Maharaj expressed, I came for broken glasses, but you have given me the full one. And lastly, but not least, seek the shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's how we can able to complete our devotion service by regularly praying in the mood of the Supreme Lord and by following Him with cooperatively mood, the prachetas, how they pleased Lord Shiva, so that they could able to attain the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the prayers of Rudra Gita. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any questions?